within the liturgical year, there are more or less kind of 2 days that are kind of like the Super Bowl Sunday of the liturgical year, probably of any Christian church. Of course, Christmas and Easter. And on those days, the churches are usually packed. And the people within the church, what we're usually thinking is, how can we get those people that are here this week to come back next week? You know, so how can we make sure the music is as good as possible? And maybe there's a sense of welcoming. And the priest, the preacher will probably say, okay, how can I connect with the people? Maybe say something that's accessible, something that might be a little bit funny, something that may feel them, make them feel welcome to come back, make them feel like the presence and the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus, however, in the gospel today kind of uses a different approach. He uses the exact opposite. Because Jesus is preaching to a crowd so full that he had to go out onto the water to preach. And basically, after Jesus gives the first part of his message, he just ends by saying, whoever has ears ought to hear, done. Drops the mic, goes and sits down. End of the homily. And what do his disciples say after? His disciples say, why do you speak to them in parables? In other words, what the apostles said is, that was a terrible homily. No one got what you were saying. We don't even know what you're saying. What's the point? What can we learn from the way that Jesus teaches? Jesus goes on and then he says a number of things that are kind of controversial and kind of get our ears. Jesus says, this people has eyes but does not see. This people hears but does not listen or understand. In other words, Jesus kind of looked out at everyone and he said, you're all here and you're all listening, but you want to see a show. You want to see if I say something controversial. You want to see a show. You want to maybe see a miracle. You don't really want to encounter me. You don't really want to change your life. You don't really want to accept the gospel message. And that's why people say, just people hears, but does not listen, does not understand. Jesus then, when he tells that parable, he talks about the sower going out and sowing seed. And it's a very powerful point because when the sower is sowing seed, he sows the seed everywhere. In Israel, it was a very rocky ground, very bad soil. Jesus was sowing the seed everywhere, the parable, everywhere, on the good ground, the bad ground. But the thing that's important for us is that the seed is the same. There isn't one seed that's better than the other seed. Every seed is the same. God's grace is the same. But the soil on which it falls is different. And so we ask ourselves today, what's the soil of my soul like? Am I truly here to receive the word of God? Am I truly here to change my life? Am I truly here recognizing that Jesus Christ and the power of our Blessed Mother Mary have the ability to change our lives? Sometimes it takes us time to see and to truly understand. I think of a father that I know. He was talking about when he was growing up, he was very frustrated with his father because everything his father, he wanted to do, his father would usually always kind of say no. He was kind of strict, and he had a kind of a rough relationship with his father. Then he was reflecting, and he said, now that he has kids, he said, you know what? I opened my mouth, and I realized that my dad came out. He recognized that he was now his dad. He was saying he recognized the wisdom in what his father was saying. The message didn't change, but he was now at a point to understand the message. I think of down at St. Clement, right across the street, is the Midsummer Art Fair. I'm not someone that understands art very well. I look at things and I say, I don't get it. But it's interesting, some people that do know the history of art, that know the deeper context, it makes sense. They can recognize the beauty. And so it is with the relationship with Jesus Christ. The message of Jesus was the same yesterday, 2,000 years ago, as it is today. But how is our soul as we receive it? The message doesn't change, but Jesus asks us to change our hearts to be able to receive the message, to get into the scriptures, to try to understand his word more, to go to the sacrament of confession, to get rid of the sins that perhaps that weaken our soil, that weigh our soil down, to reach out in love to one another, to be serious about a prayer life. Jesus asks us to work the soil of our lives because his grace is all around us. And so we pray for the grace and the courage to put ourselves in a position to receive his grace as the Blessed Mother Mary did and to bear much fruit.